John Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts. Why? What's good? Good evening. Welcome to The Cut on G14 Radio, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard. I'm your host, Onyx. I have the co-host, Tyrone and Golden Fleece. Fellas, what's good? How are you guys?
What up with it?
What's going on, Crush? Everybody?
Already, up, already.
Peace, Tyrone, Onyx, the whole G14 swag. What's going on with y'all?
Already, man, y'all, Wednesday night, every Wednesday is The Cut, 8 p.m. If you guys don't, I don't know about you guys, but I was just sitting back thinking, and I was running crazy just a couple of minutes ago with my sons, because Christmas is here, and it came so fast, and I was in Walmart, and it was just really crazy last night. It was madness, it was mayhem, it was chaotic. I really got frustrated with it last night.
you know how it gets when Christmas time comes around, start seeing all types. Even though it's the spirit of cheer and everything for the holidays, you still start seeing crazy stuff. I rode through the Walmart in the hood the other day. There was a brother outside in a reindeer suit doing a Dougie out in front of Walmart for some change. I was like, wow, the holidays are here.
Right, exactly, if you didn't know. Well, I say that because, yo, I went in Walmart and I went to the toy section, and I noticed that T-Pain had a microphone out. Now, it's called I Am T-Pain. Like, did y'all know that he had this?
Well, I actually, my mother was actually the one who told me. She told me about a couple weeks ago because she wanted to get it for my little cousin. My little cousin is a real big fan, so, you know, she was the one who showed me. It was actually in the paper on sale.
Nah. I mean,
yeah, T-Pain has a lot of little things out. He has a lot of little things out. He got that the microphone. I was aware of the application before I was aware of the microphone. The microphone was a little bit new to me, but I did hear that he had that out.
Yeah, it was wild. I was like, yo. I mean, it has like a little MP3 outlet and everything. So I just, you know, said that's T-Pain. You know, he dropped his album. The Revolver, is it? I believe it is. Is that the name of the album?
Yeah, it's called Revolver.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a lot of surprises, a lot of albums dropped. You know, Jeezy dropped TM-103. You know, Common dropped his album, you know, The Dream of the Believer. You know, I actually like both of these guys. So I haven't had a chance to listen to their albums, but I like both of them, and I'm excited. I want to check them out. Jeezy, I ride for Jeezy. Been riding for him, ride or die Jeezy fan. You know, in Common, I just, you know, I'm a fan. So, but have you guys had a chance to check out any of these albums by the chance?
Yeah,
I
checked
heard.
Out.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I checked out the Jeezy album in Common. Big fan of both of those brothers. You definitely get vintage music all the time from Common. He's always going to bring it. Jeezy's always going to bring what you want from him. I like both of them, man. I like both of them. I can't wait to see what they do on the first week sales.
Did either of you see A Hustler's Ambition? That's Jeezy's documentary. It was directed by Chris Robinson and Aaron Brown. It was also narrated by Sam Jackson, and it was very interesting. So did any of y'all check that out?
I didn't get a chance to see that. If I would have known, I would definitely would have checked that out. Like I said, I love Jeezy. I didn't know he had a documentary out already. I mean, he's really making some moves. You know, a lot of people were saying that he didn't live up to Jeezy on this album. You know, how do you guys feel about that? Do you think he is losing it, or, you know, what
do you
guys think?
I got a chance to check. I got a chance to check that trailer out, like Tyrone was saying. Real super dope. I was real surprised that Sam Jackson was narrating it. Like, you get Samuel L. Jackson to narrate your gangster trailer. That's pretty
right.
Dope. And, you know, when I heard the album, I never listen to albums now and hope to hear the people in the past because they're growing every day. So
exactly.
I kind of look to see where they at now. And I just think, you know, a couple of things have changed with Jeezy's trying a few different things, but he's always going to give you Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to pretty much know where he's at. So I was digging it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Jeezy fan, so I was digging it.
Right. He's been consistent. He's definitely somebody, again, that I ride and die for. I love Jeezy. You know, Tyrone, what did you get with the charts?
Last time I checked, Rihanna was leading the pack on the Hot 100 radio songs and R&B and hip-hop. This week, she's still number one on Hot 100 with We Found Love, but Drake's Take Care has a number one spot for the albums. I think next week, Amy Winehouse is actually going to be number one with Lioness Treasures, bumping Drake to number two, and Rihanna with Talk That Talk to number three. Excuse me.
Right, right. So she's definitely still leading in radio and Hot 100 last week. I mean, Rihanna's been killing the charts. And the latest news is supposed to be that she's pregnant, but she's been pregnant all the time. She's always pregnant. Every year she's pregnant. So they just, you know, they're fascinated by this. But, again, shout out to Rihanna, you know, and Amy Winehouse. That's definitely news to me. I didn't know that her album was doing so well, getting ready to be number one on the Billboard charts. I mean, that's a big thing. You know, still, rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. As far as the mixtapes, J.L. Ryder from Dead Set dropped Still Standing 3. You know, I dig Ryder. I always have liked Ryder. Chingy's releasing Jackpot, and that's releasing on January 3rd. Dondria Duet, the 90s version, drops January 6th, and that's going to be part three of Dondria Duet. So I'm excited about that. I really like Dondria, you know, So-So Death, Stand Up. So I'm looking forward to Dondria's mixtape, especially the 90s version. I love the 90s. So, but, again, as far as getting back to these mixtapes here, J.R. Ryder, how do you guys feel about J.R. Ryder?
I really like J.R. Ryder. J.R. Ryder's a Harlem cat. He's been giving people fire mixtapes for a while. You know, when you are part of a crew, sometimes you get that crew spot where you don't really never release an album, but you release a whole bunch of hot stuff to make people want an album. I want a J.R. Ryder album. I think that J.R. Ryder, when I first started hearing him, he had a different look because he's Dominican. He's a Dominican cat, and he basically got skills. But I also think he could have crossed over. A lot of girls would always, like, yeah, I like J.R. Ryder's look. I think J.R. Ryder could have really did something if they would have pushed him out a little bit to the forefront. And I think he would have complimented Juelz perfectly at that time when they were pushing Juelz hard. I think if they would have pushed him out there too, they both wouldn't have clashed with each other. They would have complimented each other. But he's still giving us hot mixtapes, so make sure you check J.R. Ryder. The boy's spitting. He's been spitting.
He's been spitting. Again, he's sick. J.R. is the beast with it. He always has been in my eyes.
Aware that he actually dropped. I mean, that he hadn't dropped yet.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been
a
minute.
Because he got that buzz. I mean, he has a huge fan base. Again, we're all talking about how we like Ryder. And that's today's kind of like what we want to talk about real quick is the fact that building and creating a fan base, and that's something that Ryder has. That's something that Rihanna has. She's on the charts. That's something that Drake has. He's on the charts. I think with building a fan base, it's becoming easier for unsigned artists to build a fan base. There's so many different outlets. You got your Facebook, you got your, you know, I don't know who do MySpace, but you got your Facebook, you got your Twitter, you got your YouTube. You can Skype with people, you stream people now. It's just so, even this right now, Blog Talk. So there's so many different avenues to build a fan base and to get people interested in you as a person as well as get familiar with your work. I think it's possible to do that without a label, management, all of that. What do you guys think?
It's definitely possible. You know, like you said, you have all those internet outlets. You have a lot of different people listening to different music. You got a whole bunch of sites that you can go get your music on. The basic thing I think artists need to remember these days is that it's so much music that somebody has to buy into your personality. You can hear tons of great music, but a fan is going to be buying into what you're saying. Even if you do blogs about yourself through your house, your daily activities, they feel like I'm connected with this person. I really like this person. And that's why news like the Rihanna getting pregnant thing, you know, people are glued to that. And then the next time she drops a song, it's going to just go over as, damn, I just heard the news that Rihanna was pregnant. Oh, she's so pretty. She's not pregnant. Look at her in this new video. She looks great. Oh, and I love this song.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, she's just continue building fans and building more fans. So, you know, definitely got to think of creative ways to brand yourself. Don't just think that rapping and singing is it. They have to love who you are, because there's so many people rapping and singing. It's crazy.
It's true. You have anything that you want to add to that, Tyrone? I know you can give the people some information as well.
I mean, as far as branding is concerned, I know we had mentioned Mike Jones last week. You know,
right.
I think that's one of, you know, that's definitely a perfect example of branding yourself with the Who Mike Jones, and as many times as he gave us his phone number, I'm sure everybody knows that by heart. you know, so. That's definitely the best way to do it, you know, and nobody can forget that. So, you know, that's perfect.
Exactly. And, again, he's built a fan base because here we are now talking about him on the show, and I don't know if he's got an album coming out right now. You know what I'm saying? So it just goes to show that those little things that you do, all of that marketing, branding, building a fan base, all that ties in together. And it seems like it's small, but, you know, you have to take – a little bit from each topic and get something that works for you. Get a business plan together. You know, you have to approach this thing like a business. That's pretty much what we want to stress to you guys, is that you can't just get out here and do your thing anymore. This is not the Apollo days when you went and sung an amateur night, and if you didn't get swept off by Sandman, you know, you getting a record deal. Like, nah, those days are over. And like you said, Golden, last week, they're looking to partner up with you. What are you bringing to the table? You know, we good on this
exactly.
end. What do you have, you know? So,
well,
again,
a lot
artists,
of people need to really,
right?
Pardon me, Onyx, but a lot of people, you know, if they want to understand that building a fan base mechanism and how that's flowing right now, two artists that you definitely want to check out, pardon me, check out their label. Check out Rostrum Records. Check out what Wiz Khalifa did, and check out what Mac Miller is now doing. Mac Miller is an independent artist. He had the number one album in the country maybe last month, and this was when Wale and all those big boys was coming out. He sold more on his own through that system. That Rostrum Records system is definitely a system where they know how to brand their artists organically. Wiz did it, now he's a superstar. Mac did it, and now he's going to be a superstar. So follow those guys when you talk about branding. They got it down to a science.
Definitely. And what's what is the group, the three dudes that they were actually independent? And actually they were unsigned, and they made it to the guys. What is it? Everybody thought it was Roscoe Dash, but it wasn't. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Travis Porter.
Travis Porter. They came to the top. When I found out they didn't have a deal, they signed themselves. And I was like, yo, talk about building a fan base. They had all the girls. They had all the dudes because, you know, when the song come on, all the girls going to dance. So, you know, they killed it. They got fashion. You know, I like a lot of their songs, actually. I mean, I'm not going to act like I don't dance to it. But just off the top of my head, I couldn't think of who it was.
Yeah. Talked to an A&R over at Jive. I believe his name is Jay Boone. He was saying that Travis Porter, they actually had so many marketing ideas that they were way beyond the actual label, you know, as far as what the label was trying to pull off. They had, you know, they were very creative in how they were getting people to gravitate towards them. And he said they were out there, so they let them do a lot of their own promotion and branding because they already had it when they came there.
Exactly. And you know, that's one of the best deals you can possibly get, is when you already come into the table with so much that it's time to compromise for real. You know what I mean? What can you do for me? I'm already doing it by myself. So, you know, hats off to them, because like I said, they came in a game, wrecked real quick, had a couple of number ones here and there, and they just did their thing. Well, today is Paul Wall Wednesday.
Anybody wants to know about them, Google them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Google.
Oh,
Google Travis Porter.
No, Google them. Google the old stuff they used to do. They used to sit in front of a computer and rap back and forth, just the three of them in front of one camera, and just pick something in their room and start rapping about it for like an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was to the point I had talked to one of them. I think it was Facebook. And I was all excited, just, you know what I mean? Like, why am I excited? You know, I'm a groupie. So it was, you know, just the fact that I was excited let me know, like, dang, these dudes is doing it, because I don't get impressed and I don't get excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm not all that, but I'm just saying I don't get impressed. So when I had, you know, hit him and he hit me back, I was, like, really happy, and that's a shame, but I was, guys. So, you know, take me as I am. But this Wednesday, again, every Wednesday is Pole Vault Wednesdays. He tweets it. It's his thing. We're going to drop his new track. It's called Money. It's produced by that boy G-Luck, again, and B-Don. They're killing the game right now. Again, it's Money. Pole Vault. Pole Vault Wednesdays.
G-O Production. G-O Production.
Fuck what they talking about, I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy, dummy. What them boys talking about, I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie, I ain't even caring. I got money, 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 money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got money, 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 money on my mind.
Money, money on my mind all the time, so I grind.
So I grind, you ain't even gotta ask, you know I'm getting money. In a different slab, different color every summer. 19 with a Range Rover paid off. I upgraded the Bentley coupe with the top off. This ain't no knockoff, partner, I'm all certified. Ask the concierge at my gallery a high ride. Neiman Marcus balling 20 racks worth of shoes. Blood, sweat, and tears, baby, I done paid this. I ain't making all this up, I'm simply stating facts. Nick wear, wrist wear, everything match. Cadillac on super posters, everything black. Cause when you're putting in hard work, your paper by the stack, baby. Fuck what they talking about, I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy, dummy. What them boys talking about, I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie, I ain't even caring. I got
money, money,
money, money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got
money, money,
money, money on my mind. I wear famous stars and straps, no head hardy. I bought that candy apple blossom for my partner, bought it. And then I pass it to my teammates like John Stockton. They don't make too many players like me very often. I'm a different breed, cut from a different cloth. Still reppin' Michael Watts in that Swisher house. Flat black on that Texas tank, no gloss. I wear my Jordans for a week and then they get tossed. I got my hustle game up, watching Thug Boss. Go get it at any cost. Swing for the green like this is golf. Codeine, no cough. All work, no days off. Right here, back on and off. Pocket thicker than barbecue sauce. Fuck what they talking about, I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy, dummy. What them boys talking about, I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie, I ain't even caring. I got
money, money,
money, money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got
money, money,
money, money on my mind. I paid TV Johnny 80 racks for that necklace. I told him, give me that great taste that's made in Texas. My partner mixed that 84s on a purple Lexus. And when the laws hit the block, we scramble like breakfast. Run up on me if you want and you might end up breathless. My whole crew paid, partner, I don't grind selfish. But why your paper looking short, homie, rather elfish. Too many frauds impersonating, no more Elvis. I'm in them blue suede loafers made Louis V. Check the registry, I bought it all in Italy. With new jewelry every day like all this shit was free. Got 30 chains on my neck like I was Mr. T. Fuck what they talking about, I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy.
Already, already, that's Paul Wall with Money, produced by G-Luck and B-Don. Every Wednesday, we're going to drop that new track for you, Paul Wall Wednesdays. Tweet him, give him a shout-out to him already, jamming. Keep bringing that heat every Wednesday for us. Last week, we started the JD Game of the Week. We're going to do that every week. We're going to bring you prizes and giveaways. We recycled last week, so Tyrone, please tell the people, these beautiful people, what they can win.
All right. You're going to, the grand prize will be drawn in a few weeks. His 50 promo CDs with an actual graphic design. You're going to get a graphic, a CD insert that's front and back with 50 CDs pressed up, you know, with the type on them and everything. You're going to name 5 songs produced by Jermaine Dupri. So Def, Jermaine Dupri, 5 songs he's produced in his career. You must be a member of Global 14 in order to participate. Call 760-913-4119. 760-913-4119.
That's right. If you got the answer, you better call us so you can get in that drawing. We're trying to hook you up. We're trying to, you know, give the artist something. We have a whole bunch of giveaways. We got, not just for the artists, we got a lot of stuff we're going to do, but we ain't going to give it to you all in one show. That means you got to keep tuning in. I want you to make sure you follow us on Global 14. On at Global 14 and at G14 Radio. Make sure you're signed up to global14.com because you're missing a lot. If you're an artist, one of the things that you could possibly be missing out on is the Pump It or Dump It group. Now, the POD pick of the day, we're going to bring that to you in just a second, but Pump It or Dump It is actually releasing a mixtape, Pump It or Dump It, mixtape value 1. You must, in order to be a part of this mixtape, you need to sign up to Global 14 again. Join Pump It or Dump It and post your music in there. Now, everybody's going to rate your music. You're going to get the real live feedback. Don't cry. Don't get upset. Don't be mad about it. You know what I'm saying? Take that feedback with pride. Go back to the lab if you need to and do what you need to do so you can make this mixtape. JD is actually going to pick DJs to host these mixtapes. So you definitely want to be a part of this. It's going to be a good look. People are going to look at this mixtape. It's the first volume. It's going to be available on global14.com. Again, Pump It or Dump It. The pick of the day for the Pump It or Dump It group is actually a guy named Houston, and his Twitter is at The Real Houston. So shout out to him because he has been in Pump It or Dump It, holding it down for a minute. The pick today is Baby Don't Leave. So we're going to go ahead and play that real quick, and then we're going to come back on the line with some more news for you guys. Again on global14.com. So, and while we're waiting, we have some callers, but they're not playing the JD game of the week. I guess they ain't trying to win nothing. So it's all good. We're going to let them stay in the queue. But Golden Fleece, I know that you was checking out of a lot of news, and go ahead and let the people know what you discovered while you were doing so.
Yeah, well, you know, I get on my my little hip-hop reconnaissance missions every morning and check things out, and a few things stuck out. Basically, Nicki Minaj once again going at Little Kim. The song aptly titled stupid hoe. I'm just kind of at the point. I got so much respect for Lil' Kim, but I got so much respect for Nicki Minaj as well. And I just want them to stop that shit. Like, even if it was somebody else that Nicki was going at, I'd be happy, because the Nicki and Kim thing just seems to really be getting played out. And on this track, she says a couple of funny things on this track. She basically said that if Kim would have befriended her, she probably could have came back. Basically saying, bitch, you should have just been my friend. I would have helped you out.
Right,
and I know
Lil'
Kim is taking that like a sword to the heart, because she was the queen bee at one time, and now it's basically like, I'm not going to even let you back in the game if you don't apologize to me, the new girl. And I know that's killing her. So expect a Lil' Kim comeback. You know this shit probably going to be going on for years. She also said something in there. She's clever. Nicki Minaj is very clever. She also said something in here. She said, these bitches is my sons, but I don't want custody. She's saying she knows she birthed y'all, but she don't even want to deal with y'all. So don't bring on Maury. Don't do none of that shit. She don't even want to deal with y'all. So Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, at it again.
Yo, I mean, I just want to say, Tyrone sent me the text. You know, I like Nicki. A lot of people don't like, you know, actually, let me tell you that. A lot of people like Nicki, and a lot of people feel, a lot of people are taking sides with the whole situation. Like, nah, Lil' Kim was first Barbie, and Nicki is the first Barbie. You know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Either way, I think it's dope. Nicki came, and she did open the door a little bit. Everybody's like, you know, she's new, but nah, she did come through and, you know, represent and open the door. So, and, you know, shout out to Nicki Minaj. I do want the beat to be, at one point, I would like for this to just kind of die down. But it don't sound like that's going to happen. So,
what you think about that, Tyrone? You ready for it to die down?
I mean, I feel like, honestly, either go all the way in or stop it. And, you know, this song in general, I just didn't feel like, I mean, diss records, I want them to go all the way in, naming names and the whole nine. Like, if you're going to do it all, go strong with it. It just seemed too playful to me, and I just felt like it, you know, I couldn't take it too serious. Maybe she doesn't either, though.
Right. Well, we're going to get into some more news, but actually we got a guest caller. I'm excited about this. We got Paul Wall, baby, on the line. What's up, Paul Wall?
What it do? What it do?
Already. You surprised us. We didn't know you were calling.
Already.
That boy's out of nowhere.
Hey,
what's going down, y'all?
Hey, what's good?
Peace, Paul. How you doing, brother?
Man, all good. It's Power Wall Wednesday, so I'm happy, man. I'm happy to be here breathing in the free world. Praise God.
Man, ain't that the truth, man? We just dropped that money track. That was sick. G-Luck is killing it right now. And B-Dawg, they're both killing it.
Yeah, they killed it. Shout out to G-Luck and B-Dawg. They've been going hard. My boy Slim Thug, shout out to Slim Thug. You know, I'm piggybacking off of him. He the one came up with the Thug Thursdays, and he motivated me. Him and my boy Goo motivated me to do the Power Wall Wednesdays. Well, shout out to Slim Thug. I know he got his mixtape dropping tomorrow, Carl Houston. It's like all his Thug Dirt.
Already.
Going hard, so I'm doing the same thing, just piggybacking. Power Wild Wednesday, baby. Shout out to G Luck. Shout out to B Dunn. They killing it, baby.
Already. So you gonna do the same thing? You gonna drop a mixtape off of your Power Wild Wednesday joint?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I've just been having fun in the studio, really. You know, it ain't been a job to me. It ain't been work. It's just been fun. So I'm just going to just keep having fun with it and just see where it goes.
Man, it's definitely, I mean, it's exciting for us. Me being a Paul Wall fan from the Texas area, we all Paul Wall fans, you know, fans of yours, I should say. So it's exciting to get the new track. The last one was I Do It, I Do This. Or I mean, that was jamming. I mean, you just really been doing your thing. So I just want to shout you out and... Yeah.
So, we try to take a different approach with it because we just, I mean, so for so long, we overthink stuff, you know what I'm saying? So we'll overthink it. We try to plan for a mixtape, plan for an album, to get pushed back. You know, by the time you record a song and by the time you put it out, it might be 6-8 months. It might be a year later. So with this, we just putting it out, giving it away for free to the fans, to the supporters, or just to any, you know, just anybody who want to listen to it. We just having fun with it. We don't really, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, I'm sure it's going to end up, some, all these songs are going to end up somewhere on a mixtape or an album or something. But, you know, we really just taking a non-traditional route from what we used to doing with dropping mixtapes and albums. We just really trying to give it away to the fans who've been supporting it.
Brother, he's killing the game. He's a producer. He's phenomenal, as you can hear on all of his work with Paul Wall and LaToya herself. So shout out to G Luck and Beat On, because that money track is getting it.
For sure.
You want to say anything else to the people, Paul, while we got you on the line?
Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Paul Wall Baby. Hit me on Facebook. Make sure you like me. I'm on Google Plus, all of that. Shout out to my boy Baby Bash, my boy Be Legit. We over here in the studio right now just doing some stuff. Me, Baby Bash, and Be Legit.
Man, y'all be working. Y'all boys be working.
Can I ask Paul Wall a question real quick?
Yeah, do your thing.
Paul, you, Be Legit from E-40 Camp?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard B.J.'s name in a little minute. That's some Bay Area real shit right there. Okay, that's dope.
So, we did some stuff before back in the days, but this is some new stuff right here. We getting it in. He came down to Houston, and we just out here getting it in right now.
Man, that's what's up, man. Say that. Tyvon, you
that's
have anything you want to check in with Paul Wall for Houston? He dropped out and get back to the work.
Yeah, man, big fan, bro, since way back. I'm talking about Chick Magnet and all that. I got all them projects, man. Just, hey, happy to be here and happy to, you know, hear you on the line, bro, and keep pushing and keep supporting.
Thank you, homie. Man, thank you so much for that support, bro, for real.
Already. And, Paul Wall, happy birthday to your wife as well. Happy belated birthday from the G14 radio crew. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. It was Crystal's birthday, so we just want to send her a birthday shout-out. And Merry Christmas to you and your family. You know, again, thank you for calling in with us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank y'all for having me. I know she's going to love that. I'm going to tell her she got a shout-out on G14 radio. She's going to be wired up.
Already, we had to tweet her, let her know too. Send her a personal.
Yeah.
Already, well, we're going to go ahead and play your track again. You want to introduce it to the people since you are?
Yeah, for sure. Produced by G Luck, my boy B Dunn. Here it is. It's Money. Power Wild Wednesday, baby.
Already.
GL Production.
Fuck what they talking about. I'm just getting money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy. What them boys talking about? I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie. I ain't even caring. I got money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got money on my mind. Ain't even gotta ask, you know I'm getting money. In a different slab, different color every summer. 19 with a Range Rover paid off. I upgraded the Bentley coupe with the top off. This ain't no knockout, partner, I'm all certified. Ask the concierge at my gallery a high ride. Neiman Marcus ballin' 20 racks worth of shoes. Blood, sweat, and tears, baby, I done paid you. I ain't making all this up, I'm simply stating facts. Nick wear, wrist wear, everything match. Cadillac on super posters, everything black. Cause when you're putting in hard work, your paper by the stack, baby. Fuck what
what they talking about. I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy, dummy. What them boys talking about? I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie. I ain't even caring. I got money, 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 money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got money, 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 money on my mind. I wear famous stars and straps, no head hardy. I bought that candy apple blossom from my partner Bounty. And then I passed it to my teammates like John Stockton. They don't make too many players like me very often. I'm a different breed, cut from a different cloth. Still repping Michael Watts in that Swisher house. Flat black on that Texas tank, no gloss. I wear my Jordans for a week and then they get tossed. I got my hustle game up, watching Thug Boss. Go get it at any cost. Swing for the green like this was golf. Codeine, no cough. All work, no days off. Right here, back on and off. Pocket sticker than barbecue sauce. Fuck what they talking about. I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy, dummy. What them boys talking about? I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie. I ain't even caring. I got money, 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 money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got money, 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 money on my mind. I paid TV Johnny 80 racks for that necklace. I told him, give me that great tape that's made in Texas. My partner mixed that 84s on a purple Lexus. And when the laws hit the block, we scramble like breakfast. Run up on me if you want and you might end up breathless. My whole crew paid, partner, I don't grind selfish. But why your paper looking short, homie, rather elfish. Too many frauds impersonating, no more Elvis. I'm in them blue suede loafers made Louis V. Check the registry, I bought it all in Italy. With new jewelry every day like all this shit was free. Got 30 chains on my neck like I was Mr. T. Fuck what they talking about, I'm just getting money, money. And if you're talking dying, then you're probably broke, dummy, dummy. What them boys talking about, I don't even hear them. I don't speak that broke talk, homie, I ain't even caring. I got money, 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 money on my mind. That money on my mind all the time, so I grind. I got money, 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 money on my mind. Money on my mind all the time, so I grind. So I grind.
Yeah, 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 that powwow baby, he just came on the line and dropped that officially with us on D14 Radio. If you're just tuning in with us, it is The Cut on D14 Radio, 8 p.m. It goes down every Wednesday, starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific Standard. It's Onyx, Tyrone, and Golden Fleece are the co-hosts. Today's topic, we was talking about marketing. We weren't talking about marketing. We was talking about building a fan base and creating a fan base. And we were just talking to Paul, because we're all fans of his music, and just for him to be able to come through and drop a track every Wednesday and in this heat and fire every Wednesday is just, like, amazing. So shout out to Paul Wall again for coming through and giving us that exclusive track. Back to the news piece of what you was talking about that you discovered today. Just today, y'all. This is just in one day. This is how crazy everything is right now.
Hey, you be crazy what pops out at you. This story really popped out at me, smacked me in my face, had me staring at it for a while. All the audience, all the artists, prepare to hear this and take notes. Not only do they have hip-hop police, but ATF and DC police have took it upon themselves to impersonate a rap label, period, and they arrested 70 people. Now, this was a year-long sting. Basically, they said, let's become a hip-hop record label and see how many drugs and guns we can funnel through this thing so we can arrest everybody when it's done. So here's the numbers. Over $7.2 million in drugs and 161 weapons were confiscated after a year-long investigation by the Washington, D.C. police and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. All right? According to the D.C. police chief, the agents acted as undercover officers as music industry insiders for a whole year. They created this company called Manic Enterprises, and the studios was in Northeast Washington for a fictional rap artist, which was an undercover agent by the name of Richie Valdez. So they made up Richie Valdez and wanted him to go on the underground and get all these people to give him drugs and money just by dealing with hip-hop, and they nabbed 70 people doing this. In the course of this whole year, they confiscated, like I said, 161 firearms, including a rocket launcher, 29 assault weapons,
80
pounds. I don't know what. This is some Grand Theft Auto shit, man.
Yeah, this is another level right here.
They 29 assault weapons, 80 pounds of methamphetamine, 21 pounds of cocaine, 1.25 gallons of PCP, 24 pounds of marijuana, heroin, and ecstasy.
Come
you
on.
Start
now.
A rap label and you can get all that shit off the street. Brothers, we got to do better. They got y'all ass on this one.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just like, yo, is this how it's going down? Why do you need a rocket launcher, first of all? That's taking it to the extreme, you know? And then it's just, dang, I mean, you just never know what, I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. It's just shocking. I don't know what to say. It's shocking news.
Now, you know, the thing about this whole thing that I think people should take from it is that you already know that they have hip-hop police.
Okay.
These guys get on these videos, they get on these records, and they talk reckless about the crimes that they're doing.
Right.
Now, they're saying, okay, we think y'all so stupid that we're going to make up a fake rapper and a fake label, and we're going to nab a whole bunch of y'all asses in a year.
That's
please,
crazy.
Do your research on the people that come to ask you for guns. If you're a drug dealer, do your research on the people asking you for drugs. If you're a gun runner, do your research on people asking you for guns. Now, G14 is not supporting any of this, but if you're going to do your damn research on the people that's asking you for it. Don't be T.I.
This is getting sad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and he's not saying do your research. He's just saying this is just such a shame that it's come to this to where it's just, you know, they can make a fake rap, a fake label. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm always doing my research on a lot of things. I mean, you can't tell me nothing without me trying to go behind it and Google. Google is like my best friend. I get on Google, I hop on that quickly. So you can't just tell me anything and tell me, I mean, I'm trying to figure out how did they create, I mean, you know, where was his fan base? How did all this go down? Who was involved? Who got paid? I mean, they really went in on this situation with bringing down 70 people. It's just a sad situation. I mean, it's not worth it, you know.
It's real bad. I mean, throughout the course, they were hearing people, these are cops now, hearing people say how they would kill cops and do all other sorts of violent crimes and just had to let that go for a whole year. People talking about murdering police and all types of craziness, but they put it to an end. 70 people got bagged. I thought that was some interesting news that the audience should know about. Stay away from crime, but damn, if you're going to do it, be smarter than this.
This is just a sad situation. Again, you're definitely not on your business like you should be. You need to always be, do the right thing. I mean, can we just do the right thing, everybody? And let's just, you know, make records.
Yeah, if you did the right thing, you wouldn't even fall into this category.
Exactly.
So let's just
say
do the right thing. You're right about that, honest.
Exactly. Please just do it right the first time. What else you got? And hopefully it's not as tragic as this was.
Well, it's not as tragic, but somebody got bit. Young Jock, home and studio, got robbed. So apparently, some liaisons of Jock were coming to the house and some people were waiting in the bushes for them. Basically got in his house, robbed him, I think, of $50,000, worth of equipment. And, they got a pretty, good chunk from his studio, his home studio. It's his studio is in his home. So, apparently, these people may have been somebody that was affiliated with him at one point in time. The investigation is still ongoing, and hopefully, you know, they could recover some of these things for Jock. I know that brother did work hard when he was on the scene doing his thing and is making a comeback right now. And, you know, when you work hard for things, you don't want it taken from you. And, yeah, it was actually $50,000 worth of recording equipment that they took from him. So watch out for these goons and these stick-up kids. They out there big time.
You know, and it's such a shame. I mean, because he, you know, that's, again, he's at his home. That's his studio. That's his profession. He's just in there, you know, making it do what he, you know, making music, doing what he needs to do, like a lot of people. And it's just like you can't even reach out to help anybody. You can't let anybody in your home anymore. You just can't even network like you used to. Or, you know, you just have to, it's a shame that you have to be on guard like that, just with your profession, even at that status that he has, you know, as a rapper. So, yeah. I mean, you know, again, a sad situation. I mean, you know, Tyrone.
It happens to the best of them.
I mean, you know, Tyrone.
I feel like 70, as many arrests as there were, you know, had it been any other profession, they wouldn't have been able to pull it off like that. I mean, it's just, you know, as much as I love rap music and I love the entertainment business in general, I mean, it's just sad to see that they was able to use that to get as many people as they got. You know, aspiring artists and entertainers, it doesn't, you know, you don't have to always be a rapper. You could be behind the scenes and still be involved in entertainment. But there's so many different opportunities out there that, you know, you could be pursuing instead of being the actual rapper or the star. You know, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that they nab like that.
You know what? Yeah. And then and back to that story, and even back to that, Tyrone, because you had a comment about that. We actually have somebody on the line who wants to make a comment. So just 1 second, guys. G14 Radio, you are now on the line. You have a comment that you would like to make?
Yeah, I do. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's Hot Style, K-Town, Texas. You know what I'm saying? I got a comment about how y'all talking about the feds and the music industry. I ain't been out the feds, but I had 30 days. I'm trying to let y'all know I was in there with all type of celebrities and wannabe rappers and people that didn't got signed. Hey, these feds is out here targeting us. They looking, mm-hmm. and they trying to find different ways to tie us in with drugs, whether you're doing it or whether you're not. Talking about it, you know what I'm saying, out here trying to get on YouTube, trying to show these guns and whatnot, the feds going to come after you. You know what I'm saying? I was down there with Warren Lee, that Scarface brother, down there with Project Pat, that messed with 3-6 Mafia, Twisted Black up out of Dallas, you know what I'm saying? These people, they ain't never coming home again, you know? Lil Troy, he was down there in Beaumont prison with me, you know what I'm saying? So heads up, that's good information y'all out there giving, man, because a lot of boys don't know these feds don't play, and you can't buy no case. I don't know what they doing out here. Either they talking, or you going to do your time. So shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't lie.
Twisted got hit quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah. Twisted Black, he got 99 years. He went back on the crack law. He knocked it down to 30.
Woo.
But ain't no parole with that. He gonna have to do that 30. He gonna have to bring that to the dough. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of talent in there. It's a lot of boys that ain't really had nothing. They out here nickel and diamond, $200-$300 worth of drugs. And they get kingpin time, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of snitching going on out here. A lot of people on these records and on these YouTubes talking about what they did and what they will do. And they getting fed time for that. Even hanging around the people that they think is doing it, getting fed time for it. You gotta do it right. You can't be out there like that no more. Can't beat the feds.
Hey, man, that's real talk. Yeah, it ain't the NWA days no more. So, I mean, that, you know, it went down at that time, you know, but again, like Hotstar just said, you know, things have changed and they targeting and they ready to take you down. And you know, don't give them a reason to. Just don't even give them a reason to make you one of those targets. So we definitely appreciate
and
you calling in. Anybody
want to
say anything? Right.
Listen to what Hotstar said, man. Listen. He mentioned a few rappers that a lot of y'all know. The Little Troy, Wanna Be a Baller, that was a big hit. You know, Project Pat. You got people out here that, you know, they getting hit. That money can't save them. So stay away from it because they out there. And the feds
yeah.
are watching. There's a few of these cats. There were some cats in Chicago that got hit up for doing a YouTube videos, flaunting their money. All of them went to the bank. So, like
yeah.
Hostile say, he right, he fresh out.
Right.
I ain't been out 30 days. It's real in there. It's real.
Alrighty.
Well, we glad you hit the street, my brother. We glad you back on the street.
Glad to be home and y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all keep it up now. I'm staying posted.
Alrighty. We appreciate you for calling in. Definitely. Thank you.
No problem. All right.
You guys, you know, again, back to the, you know, the news, you know, like Golden Fleece said, like Hostile said, like Tyrone said, you know, we're just saying, you know, just don't even do it. It's getting real out here. Be smart, have a business mind about things, approach this like a business because that's exactly what it is, and just do your music. If that's what you love and do, don't jeopardize it. You know, don't give nobody a reason to take your dream or your vision or your goals, something that you've been working towards, away from you in a blink of an eye. You know what I'm saying? So, again, they said even hanging around people, you know? But what we're going to do right now is we actually have a Phantom of his – I'm sorry, you guys. Let me get my thoughts together because I'm in there trying to preach to y'all, and I need to get myself together because we got a special guest on the line. And we actually have Phantom on the line. He is the artist that – we have been promoting for you guys today. We want you to meet him and get to know him. We have his track that we're going to play, and it is called Any Girl. So we want to play his track before we bring him on. He's on Commotion Entertainment. That is Mike Colombo's record label. Mike Colombo is a social death producer. So, and again, stay tuned. Get ready to meet Phantom, and this is his track, Any Girl. Give us your feedback. Call in and speak to him. Any comments, questions, give us a call, 760-913-4119.
All I do is satisfy, you're both my job. LMS until my downfall, that's the squad. Hamus, how you doing? I'm just wondering how you feeling. Just know that I would happily be the one that had your children. But I don't know what you concerned about. We both look hella good, just imagine how it turns out. And you thought I wouldn't let you, girl, just cause you from China. Your accent and the way you talk is like you from Carolina. You got black friends, you got white friends, I got wingmans, tight ends. Switch it up how you want it, girl, I'm versatile of my light ends. Spanish hoes, got French hoes, my five stars, cause I rent those. Now they tell me I'm crazy. They say I party too hard. When you miss out on this crazy night, we gon' see how sorry you are. Had a puff of my weed smoke. Now she's seeing shit sideways. Take it back to my crib and see those Cadillacs in my driveway. Everything is just brand new. We drink and smoke all night long. We do everything that I plan to. Got all kinds of girls in my hotel. And that's all on the coming with them by mistake. And I'm inviting whoever. Any kind of girl, I don't discriminate. Tell that bitch the last time I play pickup games with Oakland. I know you got some things to do. I hope I'm not delaying you. I'm just trying to show you where I stay and where you gon' be staying too. Now we getting that party bus. All we do is throw chicks in. I ain't trying to get the right amount of cushion around me. You don't even gotta pitch in. I don't care about skin tones. I ain't trying to be racist. I'm just trying to abduct you. So come inside of my spaceship. Been ballin' since the start, girl. Last name should be Naismith. I ain't playing, it's the truth, girl. I'm just digging my trees out. I'm just trying to follow my roots, girl. I don't know if I could rest, trying to follow these footsteps. I'm about to go all out, all while I still push left. Got all kinds of girls in my hotel, and that's all I'm becoming was I'm about to stay. And I'm inviting whoever, any kind of girl, I don't discriminate. Tell me what you wanna do. Got a variety of options right in front of you. And since I got you all in the same room, I got you all.
fighting whoever.
Any kind of girl, I don't discriminate.
Already, that's Any Girl, and that is Phantom of Commotion Entertainment. That is the label of Mike Colombo, Social Def producer. We have Phantom on the line, live with us. How you doing, homie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you on. We are so excited because we want to get to know you. Everybody wants to get to know you. It's Meet Phantom Day right now on D14 Radio. Tyrone.
All right.
Yeah, it's Meet Phantom Day. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we're going to, with the interview, Golden Fleece, would you like to go ahead?
Yes, most definitely. First of all, welcome to the show, Phantom. Welcome to G14, brother. Been hearing that dope track of yours, man, and we definitely wanted to basically ask you some questions so we can get to know you, man. The track is dope, so people definitely going to want some information on what you're doing, how you coming, and we're glad you made it in order to give us that information, my brother. First question I have for you was, when did you first notice that you had talent as a musician, and when did you decide to pursue it professionally?
I was 13. That's when I wrote my first rap, but I didn't actually record my first song until I turned about 16. I actually really started taking it serious, like, as far as, like, you know, building my connect and, you know, just putting up higher budgets. That's when I turned, like, 18. And, you know, and ever since then, I have to say, like, Mike Colombo is definitely the biggest thing that's happened since then. And, yeah, so, you know, I'm just working. I'm just trying to stay focused, you know.
All right, that's what's up, my brother.
Yeah.
Focus is the key. And 13, 16, those – at 13 is a great age, brother. You're getting into it.
Yeah, but that's when I first realized that I wanted. Yeah. Yeah.
That's love, right?
13 is when I first realized that I wanted to pursue the. I wanted to be a rapper when I was 13. That's when I realized when I came up with the rap name Phantom. And yeah, that's basically it.
And we definitely gonna get into why you came up with that name. One question.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, since you mentioned that, let's just get right into that. Why did you come up with the name Phantom?
It's an acronym, first of all. It stands for fame, although never that over money. To me, basically what it means is that money lasts longer than fame. Like, a lot of people, again, in the industry, you know, they might start buzzing or whatnot. But, hold on a second. Yeah, hello?
Yeah,
we're
still here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We're still here, fam.
Yeah, you get in the industry, you might start buzzing, but you want to make sure that, you know, after you're gone from the public eye, you want to make sure that you're still, you know, still making those checks, you know, on the side. You know, still you want to make sure that you still got the business side of things on lock, because, you know, an artist's life only lasts so long. Like, you might be... You might get in the industry and only buzz for only like 5 years, but you want to make sure that after all that is gone, you still have the business side of things unlocked. So that's what it basically means to me.
Indeed. And that's definitely true. I hope everybody's listening to that. Make sure your paperwork is right, so when you drop them hits on your window, even after your window's closed, they're still mailing you them checks, because that's how it goes. That's how the big boys do it. So Dana is definitely on point with that. And also, we see you're a rapper / singer and a songwriter. That's you singing on the track as well as rapping.
Exactly.
Now, being a singer and a rapper, do you play any instruments? Are you musically on that level as well?
A lot of people don't know. I actually make my own tracks on the side. I produce on the side. That's what a lot of people don't know. You know, I'm still working on it, but yeah, I'm developing it as of now, but. Yeah, you know, piano is basically what I play.
definitely. Well, you know, if you're a singer, songwriter, 90% of the time you're touching that piano. So we wanted to ask you that question, and that's real dope, man. You seem like a well-rounded, talented dude. And, you know, we're glad you came on here and let us know about all of that. Now, we also read that you were born overseas across the pond, then raised in Canada. Okay, now do you reside in Canada at the moment?
At the moment, I reside in Toronto. Not really Toronto. It's like a small town, like maybe 15 minutes away from Toronto. It's called Hamilton. That's where I was raised, actually. But I'm born in Europe. Yeah, born in Europe. I left Europe when I was like 1 year old, and I came here, and I've just raised here ever since.
Okay, cool. You ever go back and forth?
Yep.
You ever go back across the pond?
I've been there, like, last time I've been across the pond was like in 2004. Ever since then, I've never been.
Okay. Now, you're in Hamilton, which is a small town outside of Toronto, you said. What's the rap scene like out there? What's the scene like underground as far as hip-hop? Because I hear Toronto has a growing hip-hop scene. Everybody's buzzing about going to the city, doing shows. What's it like from a perspective of somebody growing up there doing the music?
Oh, man, first of all, there's a lot of talent coming out from Toronto. There's man, you got Tory Lanez, you got Drake. I just think that the Toronto scene is just growing bigger. Like right now, I just feel as hip hop as a whole is just focused on Toronto right now, and I think it's a good look. And it's, you know, for artists like me, it's easier for me to come up. You know, like I tell everybody, oh, I'm from Toronto, so automatically they think like Justin Bieber, Drake, and things like that, right? So I just think it's a good look. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those are all big names coming out of Toronto, so it got to be a good look.
Big names. Yeah.
That's what's up. Now, since you mentioned the boy, the big, you know, we got to ask you about him. First letter D, last name Rake. That boy is raking in dough, raking in accolades, even raking in beef now. The boy beefing with Ludacris, Common. Drake is really going at it. Now,
no, he's really in the industry, yeah.
Right, yeah, he's going
at it in
the industry right now. But as a rapper coming out of the same area, you kind of got the same talents as far as the rapping and the singing. Drake really kind of made that prominent when he dropped the So Far Gone mixtape. And now, do anybody compare you to Drake when they hear your stuff? Do you get any of that comparison?
Man, a little bit, but the biggest comparison I get, though, is Wiz Khalifa and Lupe.
Okay.
Not really. I don't know why a lot of people don't compare me to Drake, because they just feel like my style is not, like, it's a little bit like him, you know, if you consider the fact that I'm singing and rapping at the same time, but it, like, I don't sound like him, you know, and that's
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's dope. Well, I mean, I could say right now, man, you grade A with the comparisons and the connections, because Wiz Khalifa, Lupe, those are big dogs in the game. So right there, you know, you sound like you're on your way. When people compare you to people like that, that's nothing but good stuff.
Exactly.
So let us know how you hooked up with the mighty Mike Colombo. We know Colombo's doing some big things, man. We watch his videos, his production videos, So Def producer, and now you're working with him, man. How'd that happen?
Well, basically, I contacted him through Facebook. I don't know if you see my video, First Place. I posted down his wall, and, you know, he liked it. He commented on it, and, you know, he told me he told me to call him up. So, you know, a couple minutes later, I called him up. He told me that he liked what I was doing. Like, he liked how I was hungry and basically, you know, just striving and everything. And he told me that he wanted to sign me. And from there, we just, you know, just took it from there. That's it.
That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. I did see y'all on your videos. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I was saying I did see your videos, and I wanted to ask you something off the videos, the LMFM, and that seems to be the movement that you rep. What does that stand for, and could you tell the audience about it?
LMFM, it's basically, it stands for Love Me For Me, and basically to me it's like a movement, like a positive movement that we're trying to do, positive basically it means that, you know, you just got to accept, you just got to be yourself, and people should accept you for being you. And at the same time, like, you got to love, you got, when you love someone, don't love them for the wrong reasons, basically. And it's just basically a movement that, it wasn't even actually me that came up with the idea, it was my friends. They said that it could be beneficial to me, in the sense that, like, you know, when their fans look at it, they'd be like, you're not the only one with the vision. They see you, and they see that you have a team, and you're not the only one that's trying to push. And it's just easier for them. It's just easier for everybody to just feel like they're a part of it, you know. And that's
right,
it.
Right. They feel like they're connected. Yeah. Now that's real dope.
They
and
feel
that's
like they're connected.
A dope strength strategy. Dope organic strategy, I may add. Love me for me. That's dope. That's dope. I didn't know what it stands for. I wanted to make sure I asked you that. Now, as far as your work now that you're working with Mike Colombo, do you still rock with unsigned artists in the Hamilton, Toronto area? You still doing features, collaborations? Any people you're working with out there?
Yeah, well, if I hear, like, good talent, like, you know, someone that can sing, can rap, I work with them. But as of now, I'm just looking for someone who has, like, the numbers, you know, that really can, that can put me out there. As like, I'm not trying to just collaborate with any artist. If you're talented, then I'll collaborate with you. As simple as that, yeah.
But you're trying to definitely get your numbers up, so you're trying to collaborate with people with movements, and I definitely feel you on that. So, being said, tell us about your current project, man. Let us know why everybody should be on the lookout for Phantom, what you coming with. Let us know about the project.
Oh, right now it's just a marketing scheme, man. We're just putting out music, as much music as we can, and you know, just basically trying to get people familiar with the work as much as we can. And you know, you should expect a mixtape by maybe January. You know, the grind right now is basically, you know, just putting out a really hot song. You know, if any hot song that has like a crazy response for it, then we'll just, you know, we'll just do a video for it and push it. You know, maybe put it on iTunes. That's basically the main grind right now, just getting people familiar with the music and the sound and everything. Yeah.
Definitely understandable, man. So let the people also know, you know, there's a million people trying to rap out here. I was in the airport the other day. Somebody's mother rapped in my ear, said she was about to be an artist. So what set you apart? Oh, man, it was crazy. We was up in the restaurant. She rapped right in my ear, like 16, real quick. But what do you think set you apart from other rappers within the industry as far as what your music relates to? Why should they say, hey, there's a new kid out of Toronto named Phantom that you need to be checking out because of what?
Oh, man, because I just think that every song that I have there's a message in every song, and I feel as though I don't just write songs just to have them like played in the club. Like I don't write pointless songs. I just write songs that can inspire you, and you know, that's basically it. Like I'm just trying to that's basically it.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Definitely need messages. Definitely need messages in the music. We love balance. Everybody got to have a balance. As much ignorance is going on, we need some good stuff going on. So that's what's up. So what's your long-term goals in the game, man? You know, you seem like a guy with a plan. I know you mentioned earlier you want to keep receiving them checks even when your window's closed. What's your long-term goals for this? You want to own your own label, production company? Or what you striving for?
Definitely own my own label. Definitely, like, 5 years from now, like, I see myself, you know, like, as an icon, just inspiring people and just, like, you know, selling out arenas and stuff like that. That's the main vision. I believe, like, if you're an artist and you try to say otherwise, you're lying. Like, that's what we're all in it for, you know? Everyone's just trying to make it to the top. That's basically it. You're trying to be an icon. You're not just going to, when you're going to do something, you're not just going to do it lightly. You're going to take it to the full extent. Yep.
Nah, that's what's up, my brother. And you mentioned inspiration a few times, so I see what road you on, man. And people out there need to be inspired. So we definitely wish you luck at G14. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people from Canada on G14. Some off the top of my head. I know Mel Grace I think is from Canada. She works with Mike Colombo as a songwriter.
Yeah, she's part of the team. She's part of the team, yep.
That's what's up. So you got a, you know, built-in fan base right here on G14 that's going to support you in whatever you do. Now, let the people know also out there, because, you know, they want to know about the music, but what's one thing that might surprise them to know about Phantom?
I don't know. I've only been rapping for 2 years. I only started taking it serious 2 years ago. Before 2 years, I was really, like, really not serious about it. Like, I really didn't think that I could ever pursue a rap career. And then, you know, just building your connect and just, you know, putting up budgets and everything, that's when you realize that, you know, you can really take it somewhere, you know. And
definitely,
that's basically it. Yeah.
That's what's up. So let's go back to one other thing. I know you mentioned Drake. You mentioned Tory Lanez. That's actually Sean Kingston's artist, right? Tory Lanez?
Yep. Yep.
Dope. So you looking to do
Toronto.
Any collaboration?
With Tory Lanez? Yeah, you know, I thought about it a couple times, but, you know, I'm just trying to get my numbers up a little bit. Then,
right.
Because I think that Toronto needs that, like, it, really two good talented people like me and Tory Lanez, like, just to get on the song. They need to hear that. But I think that I still need to get a little bit, you know, to his level so I can approach him and be like, listen, let's do a song. And then, you know, he'll be 100% up for it, you know.
Nah, I totally
yep.
agree with it, and you're right, man. I think the city of Toronto would love two dope MCs coming together. I've been seeing Tory all over World Star. Actually met him down in Miami, rocking with Sean Kingston, dope brother. So I will be looking forward to that. But we also want to let the audience know, how can they contact you? How can they get in touch with you?
You can hit me up on Twitter. It's at everything is at Phantom Time. Twitter at Phantom Time. YouTube.com/Phantom Time, Facebook, Phantom Time. Basically, everything is at Phantom Time. And I got a website, too. You can check it out. It's IamPhantom.com. And, yeah, that's basically it.
And
you
it's
can
not
hit me
the
up.
Traditional way. It's not the traditional way you spell Phantom. It's actually another way, right? So let them know.
Yeah, because, like I said, it's an acronym. And it actually stands for something.
Right.
It's not, a lot of people might just write it with the PH. No, it's actually F
right.
because it actually means something. Yeah.
That's real dope, Phantom.
Yep.
First of all, on behalf of G14 Radio, we want to thank you for coming on, brother. Thank you for giving us information so people can reach you and look out for you and get to know you a little bit better. Onyx, you want to go ahead and take it from here, see if we got any callers?
We definitely have some people, but they're actually just listening in the queue right now. So,
okay.
I wanted to say congratulations to Phantom, because that's awesome that you just getting back, taking it serious, and then was able to get a deal, and then through Facebook networking. So hats off to you for that. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Phantom, what we're going to do is we're going to roll on, brother. Like I said, thank you for coming through. We're going to check for you on G14. Make sure you get it cracking on there, man, so everybody can know what you're doing with your videos, with your songs, any type of collaborations, anything you got going on. And we'll definitely check out your website, your Twitters, and make sure we keep up with you, man. Good luck to you and everything you do.
Yeah, thank you. And also, like, you can go on G14. Like, I'm always – everything that I put out, like, as far as videos and music, you can check it out on G14. It'll be, like, on the main page of the site. Check it out.
That's dope. That's really dope.
Yeah.
You guys, you heard him. Go to Global 14. And while you're there checking out his music, make sure you are signed up as a member so you can get the full-fledged Life of Feel benefit G-Force all the way. Again, thank you so much, Phantom, for stopping through. Awesome interview. We look forward to hearing from you for more.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, that was Phantom. You heard his track. We played Any Girl, Golden Fleece, giving them the Q&A live for you. I actually like Phantom. I like him. He's made me a believer. I like what he said. I like the fact that he's brand new with it and that he did, you know, I didn't even know, I'm not to throw it down, but I'm not a fan of Facebook. So I'm glad it's still good for something. You know, it's not just drama. You can actually promote and network via Facebook. I mean, you know, awesome.
Right.
I think it's awesome. Do you have anything that you want to add as far as, you know, he's kind of talking about what we've been talking about as far as our topic with branding yourself and building a fan base, and he seems like he's on his way, I would think. What do you guys think?
I think that, you know, most definitely, you know, as far as him naming all of his sites the same, you know, you don't want to confuse people when they're looking for you, so that's the best thing to do, Phantom Time, I believe is what he said. So that way, anytime they type that in, they're able to find you anywhere.
That's true. I mean,
as a matter of fact, one more thing. You know, we were talking about branding, you know, and I just kind of wanted to break that down for everybody one more time. As of now, you know, the normal ways that people brand themselves, you know, they wear T-shirts with their logo on them. You know, they do flyers, they do magazine advertisements, they do things that's going to put them out there and people are going to know who they are. Those are just the basic ways that most people do. I would say that anybody that's trying to brand themselves, come up with real creative ways to do it and think outside of the box. You know, if you're doing magazine advertisements, don't necessarily shoot for one particular magazine. You want to get in all of them. You know, the thing is consistency. You know, if you're not consistent and people are not constantly seeing you everywhere all over the place and they're not constantly hearing your name and hearing people talk about you, chances are you're not going to get very far. You know, the thing is, you know, people don't normally, you know, if you put your video on World Star Hip Hop, like a site like that, you know, most of the time, unless you're always on there, unless people are constantly looking at the video, you know, you may not get as many views as everybody else. So you're going to keep on showing up on all of these websites and keep on showing up in the streets and in on print and things like that, so that way people can start paying attention.
I totally agree. Please, you have anything to add to that?
Well, just piggybacking off of what Tyrone said, because that's super real talk. What he's saying, too, you have to have a budget when you're doing those things. That's what a lot of people fall off on. They can't keep the consistency up because they run out of money. You know what I'm saying? So when you have a plan and you have the money allocated to each outline that you're trying to do, if it says flyers, 500, radio this much, next week's radio this much, World Star Video this month, World Star Video next month, this month, create that budget so you can make sure you meet those guidelines and deadlines so you don't drop off. That's why if you go to any publicist or anything, they create in a six-month to a year plan because you have to be consistent for those certain amount of times for people to get familiar with you. So what Tyrone said is super on point. Just make sure you don't take what he said and act like you're not going to need money for it. You're definitely going to need some paper.
Exactly. And, you know, what I love about it is that, you know, what we're saying works. What we're saying is on point because, again, we had the A&R representative from Slip & Slide Records on last week, Vaskeen, and he talked about doing things to stand out, doing things that, you know, you're going to need the money. You're going to need to present yourself and put your best foot forward, you know. And then, again, we talked about visuals when we had Mr. Boomtown. So, you know, all of these things that we're saying about the branding and marketing, they're very important. You know, we could talk for days about it. It's a business. You have to get your business and your paperwork together, everybody. You can't just come out, do anything anymore. Even him, being signed and all, says he wants to, you know, build up his numbers, build up his fan base before he goes to reach out to other known rappers. So, I mean, he gets it and he's signed. So, if you think that, you know, you're not going to have to, again, like Tyrone has said, last show, keep your day job, then you're not, you know, that's not reality. Right, exactly, because you're probably not doing things right. And, again, we have to stress that we want you guys to do things legally because we just talked about, you know, the bus. So, again, everything is kind of tying in, and we just want you guys to to try to fly as straight as possible. You know, nobody is perfect, but do the best that you can do, and you'll get there. You know, be patient and have a plan at the end of the day is what we're trying to say.
Right. It's a formula. It's a formula. Every formula has ingredients. There's ingredients to get yourself out there. There's ingredients to win. Just make sure you guys are being creative. Like Tyrone said, step outside the box because, unfortunately, entertainment is swarmed with people trying to get in. And just when you think you're hustling hard, there's another man. He might even be around the corner from your street hustling even harder. Competition is out there in this game. So use your connections, use your money, use your branding wisely so you can be able to beat people to the punch and get where you need to go.
Already, that's exactly. 100. Again, guys, you know, and that's why we keep trying to push for you guys to sign up to Global14.com because on Global14.com you're going to find all these groups, these networking groups. You're going to find Pump It and Dump It where you can post your music. Shout out to Ben and Ash and the rest of the Pump It and Dump It crew. You know, you're going to be able to brand yourself. We're going to give you feedback in there to help you with everything. So, again, I just love Global14.com because it's such a great resource, and it kind of weeds. You can go to whatever you're needing. If you're into fashion, if you're into, you know, prayer, if you're into family, just whatever you're into, get to global14.com. You're going to enjoy it. I don't just ride for anything. If I'm down with it, I'm down with it. I love Global 14, you know, and shout out to the entire staff over there. Again, back to JD, because this is his, you know, website, global14.com, we have the JD Game of the Week, and we are still waiting for our winner. Tyrone, please tell the people what they can win.
You can win 50 pressed-up CDs as well as the artwork for the CD, the CD insert. That's the whole graphic. Depending on where you are in the world, you know, you can get a photo shoot with that. You know, it all depends on where you're at. So basically you can win 50 pressed-up CDs, printed on, you know, all in sleeves, and call in five songs that JD has produced. You know, we need to know them songs and you know, get these CDs.
That's right. That's all you have to do. And for those of you that don't know the guest that we had on, we didn't get a chance to spell his name. I went in the chat room and jotted it down real quick, but it's actually Phantom, like you said, with an F. So it's F-A-N. T-O-M, Time, T-I-M-E. So Google him, shout him out, show him some love, follow him on Twitter, all that good stuff. So we're going to go ahead and get into a quick break. We're going to come back and get ready to conclude this evening for the cut. Just hang on tight with us, and we're going to ride you guys out.
This is the SD Trail production.
Oh, yeah.
The card and I don't even check the price. I might take a sip of this drink, hit the button, remote control, car go crank. Everything I bought came straight from the vault, then I make deposits in the bank. All my independent ladies get up, they gotta feel it. If you're ready and willing, you're looking good, get attention. Your business be having me trying to study your anatomy. Lavishly living on a Saturday in a mission. Good riddance to the weekday, paycheck spinning. All the fellas chasing women, try to measure their dimension. Got a vision. Weekend premonitions on a Monday, reminiscing about the weekend city life.
You know, haters are your biggest critics. If they flex
gonna start that tripping. Alter ego, schizophrenic. 2,880 minutes, 48 hours added up, pimping. It's the weekend, go and get it, go and get it. Hey.
Myself, I do a little bit of singing. Golden Fleece does production. Tyrone does the graphics. Again, we're still waiting for Jermaine Dupri, not Jermaine Dupri, to ask somebody to call in and win this prize, or get entered to win, rather. And, you know, I got people in the queue, but they, I guess they don't have the answers to this. And this is kind of, you know, y'all are disappointing me right now. I just want five songs that JD produced. Let me check in the chat room because we don't have to give y'all prize away. Y'all ain't trying to call. Let me see here.
I'm saying, because, you know, don't make me have to answer it and give the prize to myself.
Okay. You know what I mean? I could use a free graphic and 50 pressed up professional promo CDs with the barcode. I mean, I could use that. We don't have to give that away, you know. But, again, we're going to be waiting on that. We may give the people a chance to call in and send that to us by Twitter. We don't know what we're going to do yet. We'll see what we can do. But does anybody have any last words that they want to say before we conclude, you know, this session?
I'm going to give it to her. give it. I'm going to give it to
Conclude this session
and
this.
Oh, definitely want to shout out all the listeners, everybody supporting G14 Radio, global14.com, period. JD for definitely giving us the platform, and everybody needs to sign up. JD is on there listening, talking to people. He's engaged in everything. Just don't make fun of his Cowboys and you'll be all right. But he's a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. Make fun of them. He may not talk to you for a week, but he's on there. He's interacting. It's a dope site. From anything to fashion, music, movies, everything. Politics, just had a dope debate on that. So, you know, join the family, man. We on there getting it in every day.
Already. Tyrone?
I just want to say make sure y'all call in and answer those questions. You know, I normally don't just give away my work, you know, but you know, you get them questions answered and you get them answered correctly, then I got you. And I'm going to make sure I put my foot in it, you know, because that's what I do. Tune in next week, you know. Also sign up to Global 14, you know, and I'm on there at Brightwood Entertainment, you know, and get at me.
Already, you guys, I'm so excited because we have our first, hopefully first winner of our JD Game of the Week. And I think I know who it is. I think it's Ben from Bumper to Dump It. Let me see. Is this Ben? G14, right? I think Ben is on the line, you guys, and he's trying to win that prize. I see him in the chat room talk about, is it a conflict of interest? No, it's definitely not a conflict of interest. He definitely, if he calls in and he wins this, guys, then, you know, tough. He's going in the drawing to win his 50 promo CDs and his photo shoot and everything else coming. But by the way, the graphic is going to be designed by Brightwood Entertainment. That's Tyrone. He does not do nothing mediocre. He goes in You guys got to get to global14.com and see the ad that he did for this show. The cut, it is super clean, super dope. He had a lot of compliments. So shout out to Tyrone. Thank you for hooking us
shout
up.
Shout out.
No problem. Anything for the squad.
All right, anything for the team. Okay, let me bring Ben on because this is him. Just 1 second. Ben, are you there?
I'm here. What's up?
What's up, Ben?
Good evening. Salutations. What's up, everybody?
What's good?
What's good? Is it just any 5 songs or how's the contest?
It's definitely named 5 songs that Jermaine Dupri produced, and we know you're a member of Global 14, so you will be eligible to win.
Oh, nice. All right, so he did Usher, My Way.
Right.
He did The Recipe by Mac 10. He did Mariah Carey, Number Ones. Was that 3? Monica, The Boy Is Mine. And Party Continues with Jermaine Dupri and DeBrett.
All righty.
And plenty more.
That's right.
I could keep going on.
Exactly. And it was that easy. Ben, you going in the drawing, homie. We're going to have like 3
nice.
More games. Hopefully you can win that.
I need that.
Right. And you the admin of Pump and Dump It Group. You see, guys, ain't no... Look, we hustle. We grind. This is what we do. G-Force.
This is, hey.
Exactly.
I'm crazy. I'm surprised somebody called. This is nuts.
Exactly. They not trying to get it. They don't want to grind. They don't want to be. I'm telling you, you got to have that business work ethic. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to you.
All right. Thanks. Y'all have
congrats,
a good night.
Congrats, man. You,
all right,
bro.
All right. Peace.
Guys, I'm so glad that we had a caller and a winner because I was not trying to play the same game next week. I don't know about you guys, but thank God Ben called in.
Ben said
you know?
Mac 10. I didn't even know. Ben said
yeah.
Mac 10. I didn't even know that one.
Look, I didn't know about The Boy Is Mine because that was my jam with Brandy. That was my song. I was like 9 years old. I don't know what I was doing singing that song, but that was one of my favorite jams back in the day. So, shout out to Ben, Pump and Dump It Group. Shout out to the whole crew, Ash, Big Fuzz, The Queen, everybody in there. Again, we gave kind of our little shout outs. I want to shout out 2 people, actually. Desiree, who always tunes into our show, and we just began. This is actually only our 3rd show for everybody who's just tuning in and just getting to know us. Desiree always tunes in. She always tweets and supports the show. I also saw Lady Z, who has her own radio show. So, it's pretty dope that she's able to promote us and send us shout-outs and whatnot. They're both on Twitter. They're just amazing. They're always tweeting our show. And these are just 2 people that I noticed that are just really showing us massive support. So, and not just this show, but also the other shows on Global 14 Radio. We have Real Talk with Crest. That's Mondays and Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. Split Tea with Renita. That's at Rock and Rolla. And at Jeezy Does It as the co-host. And then you have Cupid's Lounge that's going to air tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then Friday is Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. And her co-host, Original Stealth, and that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we pretty much got you, you know, locked and loaded through the Christmas holidays. We still working. We still putting it in. Make sure you tune in with us every week. Wednesday night, The Cut, 8 p.m. Eastern. Call us with your comments and questions. Follow us on Twitter at ONYX254. Anybody else want to shout out their Twitter?
Yeah, Brightwood ENT. At, you know, that's the Twitter right there. Get at me.
I'm trying to make you the radio
group.
Show. Man, y'all, let me tell y'all something right now.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to put on that Barry White voice real quick. You put on that Barry White real quick.
Both of y'all is a mess because I know y'all be, cause I know when we have a female guest, y'all going to be trying to interview and be Mac and Brent. Let me tell you right now, I'm the one that's going to be doing the interview when we got a female. So... But go ahead,
Golden,
please.
Now the Twitter at the glue, THAGLUE.
Already. Again, guys, sign up global14.com. There's a store on there. There's groups. There's anything that you want to get into, you can find it on that site. Thank you to Jermaine Dupri, and thank you to Jen and Crust, and thank you to Global 14 Radio staff, Renita, Chocolate Tiger, everybody, Jeezy. it's just so many shout outs and thank yous that we can do. Just everybody for in the chat room listening, Ben for calling in and winning, so we ain't have to do it again.
Yes.
and tune in with us next week. It's the Cut, G14 Radio, Onyx, Tyrone, and Golden Fleece, and we are out.
Cut.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
and we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just hustling. Now I'm shining on the button like it's nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it with it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
we get some more, can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.